Here's a story.
My father grew up on the Menominee Reservation in Wisconsin. I like to joke that I'm off-white. I'm like a white passing biracial person, you know, who has been disenfranchised, you know, from my culture. But I'm not alone in that. Like, my father was too. He was thrown down a flight of stairs by a nun at school for having a mohawk, getting ready to go to powwow and cut his hair. And they weren't about that. I think that was his last day of school. I think that was like it for him. I had seen the wedding photos, which was like super hippie, like everyone's wearing jeans and my dad's wearing straight up like a fringe leather vest. I had no contact until I found him when I was 24. You know, this indigenous lineage and this European lineage. My only reference point for Indians was cartoons, media, because I wasn't with my family, you know. She couldn't point to my auntie, you know, or my grandma or my cousins and say, like, your family, they're Indian, you're Indian too, you know. I was able to look at those stereotypes or those images and go, like, that has nothing to do with me. Gotta be kidding. I am not that. You know, fortunately, mom, she was astute enough and, like, understood those things that she was able to explain that to me. Like, no, you really are. And what you're seeing, those cartoons, those images, like, that's what's not real. That's what's not Indian. I said to her one time, I was like, I wish that I was all Indian. I think I was maybe like 6 or 7. Basically, her point was, if you were all Indian, then I wouldn't be your mom. So then I really had to grapple with, oh, I'm half Indian, I'm half white. And I remember thinking, which half? You know, is it split top and bottom? Is it split left and right? Is it split inside outside? Who am I and what does that mean? Yeah, I remember really wanting to be a basket maker. I'd like collect grass and soak it in water. And I had no idea. Like, you know, it was just like playing just with like the tiny little bits of information that I knew and like wishing, just wishing. So I'm like, I'm going to cry. Wishing that I had someone in my life that could teach me how to make baskets. You know, the earth is sacred, nature is sacred, like general indigenous values. I think I picked up partly from my mom, what she could give me, a lot from reading. But also, I think we have like these deep memories. We are our ancestors right here in every cell. So there's that.
Here's a Story is produced in the KHSU studios in Arcata, California.